Every political convention seems to have a breakout speaker who steals the show. In 2004, it was this guy.
There is not a black America and a white America and Latino America and Asian America. There's the United States of America.
You might have heard of him, Barack Obama. But this year, the Democrats' surprise star wore a bolo tie.
Stand up, Colorado. Stand up. Florida, stand up. Michigan, stand up. Pennsylvania, stand up. Get off of your hind end. In the cheap seats, stand up.
That's Brian Schweitzer, the governor of Montana. He brought the convention to its feet as the opening act for Hillary Clinton. We called him yesterday when he was still on the streets of Denver, but just when we got him on the line, someone walked by, a certain presidential candidate turned CNN commentator.
Oh, Pat Buchanan out there, say hi to him.
Hey,
Brian Schweitzer, nice to
meet
you. My mother voted for you, by the way. All right, I just saw Pat Buchanan.
A new friend from the convention, Governor Schweitzer, Pat Buchanan?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I'm friends with everybody. I get along with everybody.
Once we got settled in, I asked the man who gets along with everybody about his speech. It was billed as a discussion of energy policy, not a topic that usually gets crowds up clapping and chanting. And I wondered, is this guy the next Barack Obama?
No, I don't know about that. Heck, that was just kind of a normal Tuesday night in Montana. That's kind of the way we do political events in Montana. We just try to get people excited. Now, I'm always excited about alternative energy, American energy produced in America, designed by American engineers and created by American workers. And we were just talking about that, and I was excited about it. They seemed to get excited about it, and I just told them, look, we're not going to win this election by you sitting on your hind end. You got to stand up.
Throughout the years, Montana's been a seriously Republican state. George W. Bush had blowout wins there the last two elections. Barack Obama has made Montana a serious campaign stop. He was in Billings just before he came to the convention. He's been there a number of times. Do you really think that Democrats can carry the state in November?
Well, the Democrat hasn't gotten to 50% running for president in Montana since LBJ. The day I was elected, John Kerry got 38.5%. Against that backdrop, we're one of the few states that has a Democratic governor and two Democratic U.S. senators. So Montanans are ticket splitters, and Barack Obama's been to Montana five times. That is already five times more than any presidential candidate has been to Montana in the last three cycles. And after sizing him up, after looking him over, in Montana, he is tied with John McCain at 45. It's going to be close, but being close in Montana means that McCain's in trouble in the rest of the country.
There's some issues where you and most Montanans would disagree with a lot of Democrats. For example, you told a BBC reporter in June that gun control in Montana is hitting what you're shooting at. So how do you sell Montanans on a party that they may suspect doesn't reflect some of their core beliefs?
Oh, well, I've got an A rating with the NRA, and of course, the NRA hasn't given an A rating to either Barack Obama or John McCain. They have given an A rating to Bob Barr. So anyone in Montana or elsewhere that are interested as a single issue, guns, they're probably going to vote for Bob Barr, the Libertarian.
I'd like to ask you about John McCain's choice for vice president. Sarah Palin, a fellow governor from what, if you're sitting on the East Coast, seem like the far-flung western states. She seems like she would make the GOP ticket more appealing in your part of the world. What do you think?
Well, I know Sarah. She's a friend of mine. We serve together. There will be those who say John McCain needed to pick someone that would assure America that there would be somebody prepared to lead. If something should happen to the president. I think that's the most important thing that you do when you choose a vice president. That is their constitutional requirement beyond anything else. And there may be those who say that even though Sarah's a wonderful woman, she hasn't had the kind of experience that you would expect for someone who will be leader of the free world.
If Barack Obama's elected president, would you like to be energy secretary?
Well, I got to be honest with you. I'm not a very good typer. I don't think I can be anybody's secretary.
Brian Schweitzer is governor of Montana and Democratic man of the moment. Thanks for joining us, Governor.
Thank you very much.